been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Cheer up. Close to your radio. Tune it up good and loud. 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 Tune it up good and loud.
All right.
Come on, man.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's something going on at the North Pole. Santa and his elves at a factory dancing around the world's biggest Christmas tree.
They're
doing a Santa Claus movie.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the Tractors?
It is the Tractors.
Oh, I love the Tractors.
Give them about 10 seconds this time.
My Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, you hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie.
The Tractors were hot for about 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then they just disappeared.
Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train was their big hit.
Yeah, and there's a Christmas song that basically, it is the Boogie Woogie
Choo Choo. Yeah,
basically. They just converted it and made it a Christmas song. And I got in trouble when I was at KSDFM because I played that. I played the Tractors Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train because it's not really a country song. It's just a great song. And the idiot, who was the program director, called me in, which he did like every other day. What are you playing that for? I said, it's a good song. It's not on our playlist. That's all they know. If it's not on the playlist, they don't understand. So that was the Tractors. I'm going to do a quick bit of business, and then you got him on now?
Yes.
John Landoff, even though he's already had his commercial today, wants to come in here and interrupt. And interrupt's not the right word. Enhance the program by thanking somebody or somebodies, plural. John, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Terrific. I'm in such a good mood now. I feel bad for anybody who didn't hear Limey sing. I really do. It was a treat.
I sent Limey a text message, 4 days ago, and still no response. That's okay, though.
Hold on a minute. Is that true, Limey? Is that true?
He did, yes.
And why didn't you respond to it?
Because I actually forgot about it. I was running around getting stuff ready for my little sister to come into town, and I saw it, and I was like, that's an incredible deal, and then I put my phone down.
John, I think you agree with me. Anytime a man or woman is honest enough to say, I forgot about it, don't make up an excuse. Tell the truth.
Exactly.
I like honesty. I like that you just forgot.
I am very, very sorry, Mr. Landoff.
All right.
That's right. All right. But hey, let's talk about people that are buying cars from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. Though Trevor has not yet, we know that he will if he knows what's good for him. Let's talk about Dave and Marilyn Banks. Dave and Marilyn Banks, big AM and the PM listeners. Matter of fact, they're here right now, probably listening, on their app. And they are buying, let's see, they bought 2 Impalas, 2 Silverados, 2 Equinoxes. And they bought another Impala, okay? Just talk to them. They were in Steve McNorton's office, Troy, Missouri. And Dave Banks works for Duckett Creek, and Marilyn is retired. I mean, just and like any AM of the PM customer, they're unbelievably.
How in the world do you give enough thanks to these two, Dave and Marilyn Banks?
Let's talk about our good friends, our great friends at the IBEW, Frank Jacobs and the crew. They're unbelievable. I cannot tell you, every other year, they work us over the coals. I mean, we give them great, great deals, and I make sure that when we get any electrical work done at the dealership by, of course, members of the IBEW, we get a great deal, too. I'm thinking they're getting a better deal on these 11. The brothers of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Now, we had some cellular cutout there. What, they buy 11 what?
Chevrolets.
Trucks, cars?
A combination.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they're trading in some phenomenal vehicles that they bought from us 2 years ago. So, again, they're just so loyal. They're loyal listeners. And so many of even the retired IBEW employees listen every day to the show. They're funny. They're of course extremely intelligent, but I mean, they're just great, hardworking guys. They do have a brotherhood. It is a tremendous bond, you know, in the area with the electrical workers. But man, they're again, just wanted to make sure I got on the air and said thank you, because we had to beat out some of our competitors to get the bid and get the business. So again, Frank Jacobs and the whole crew at IBEW, thank you guys so very, very much. And again, Dave and Marilyn Banks, you guys are the best.
Well, what I'm about to do could be career suicide, but you did what my wife does so often. You took the well-known expression and you got it wrong. You said they worked you over the coals. I believe it's they raked you over the coals.
I can say whatever I want to.
I knew it.
I know this is an extra spot, and I can't thank you enough. But again, during the holidays, so many friends, so many family members. But this program is huge.
It's global. It's global.
It really is.
Worldwide.
Everyone is, you know, when I don't know if we've talked about the HD. A lot of people, you know, I guess.
Don't even know it's in their cars. HD radio.
Yeah. HD radio.
And we're 105.7 HD2, crystal clear, app crystal clear, TuneIn radio, crystal clear.
It's unbelievable. So, again, thank you to the AM and the PM crowd. The year's not over. All the great deals at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet go through next Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. I can't believe it.
I know.
So everyone had a great Christmas. I know we're short on time. So, again, thank you so much, Frank.
Hi, John. Thank you. We'll talk later this week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, John Londoff, squeezing out a second commercial today. Mm-hmm. I will take a moment to to confess something and then send you somewhere, and then it's Taylor Nickerson's turn, our tech segment. So, that's another thing. If you have a tech question, TVs, computers, whether it's laptop or a PC, Mac, a tablet, phone, this is the guy. So I'm going to give you our easier number now, 314-821-0590. You can call now. Dan will put you on the screen when Taylor. Just be patient because Taylor's got a little monologue he's going to do. So 314-821-0590. One more time, 314-821-0590. I put on a couple of pounds over the last couple of weeks. I did. Not a whole lot, but too much. Which leads me to MD Health and Wellness and to the fact that I am no different than most other people who are human. We backslide. We fall off the wagon. Gain a little weight. The question is, do you keep it on and add to it, or do you get rid of it? I'll get rid of it. It'll be gone in 3 weeks. Two weeks. Because I know how to do it. And you can feel it as it's happening. Pants are a little tight. Ooh, won't quite come together where you can button them. Belt notch. Needed an extra one. That's it. One notch does it for me. If I go one belt notch, then I've gone way too far. I will not, and I know I can't make this statement with 100%. Because you never say never and you never say always, but I cannot imagine that I will ever go back to being as big as I was. Because unlike any other weight loss program or plan, they actually taught me how to keep it off or how to lose it if I gained a few pounds back and educated me about what causes weight loss. And it's not really surprising that it's the same thing it was 50, 60, 80, 100 years ago. It's calories. It's just calories. You take in more than you burn, you're going to gain weight. And it's hard to burn it off with exercise. Most people will tell you exercise is not really the way to lose weight. It's the way to stay in shape, and it'll burn some calories. But the way to lose weight or to not gain weight is watch the calories. So I can thank MD Health and Wellness. I'll thank them with a bigger thank you as we get toward the end of the year for changing the way I feel and look about a year and a half ago. If you're interested and you want to find out more, you are more than welcome to give them a call. Set up an appointment. Meet with them. That's not going to cost you anything. And when you walk out of there, you'll have a real good idea what it's going to take, how much it's going to cost for you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. MD Health and Wellness. The website is mdhealthwellness.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
You may need some help. I have a new battery in my head. It's the, I think it's called, it's like a hearing aid size battery. It's one of those little disc batteries. I think it was A13. Or AG. See, now I forgot it already. Too many batteries. Everything should run on the same two or three batteries. So if your only problem was that you opened up some stuff and didn't have all the batteries you needed, that's not a big problem. It just makes Christmas Day a bummer because you can't make it light up or walk or move or whatever it does because you didn't have the batteries. But if you have bigger problems, bigger questions, we have the guy who will help you. His name is Taylor Nickerson. He's brought to you by Window World. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States for lots of good reasons, and you'll find out what those reasons are when you have them come out and give you a free in-home estimate. I see calls trickling in. While there's a line or two still open, you can get a hold of Taylor for some good free advice or questions answered. 314-821-0590. I'm not even going to give you that other number again. I hate that number. 855-822-TALK. I don't like that number. 314-821-0590. Would you please welcome Taylor Nickerson?
Hello, Taylor.
Hello, Craig. How are you?
I'm great. Taylor's day is normally Monday, but he got kicked off because of Christmas Day, and he's going to get bumped next week because of New Year's Day. That's a long time to go without any technical help, so he was nice enough to come in today. He was going to split the hour with Dan Buffen, and then Dan caught something this morning and got fever and sick, and he can't come in. So
I know you're not responsible about that.
Sure,
I know nothing about that.
Sure you don't. All right, hit us with anything.
Well, I want to say a belated Merry Christmas to everybody in the room.
You too.
And we'll start with today in tech history, December 26th of 1982. Time Magazine awarded its Man of the Year to the personal computer, calling it the Machine of the Year, and it was the first non-human to receive the award since its creation in 1927.
All right, it was the first non-human. Has there been a non-human since then? Do we know?
That's a great question. I would have to guess it would be maybe...
Oh, she wasn't Man of the Year.
Well...
maybe the cell phone got it a few years ago. I'd have to do some research.
I'm gonna guess that... I'm going to name the product that I think was probably as big as any product that was given or somebody bought themselves for Christmas this year. And it's these home, hey, Alexa, do this. Or what's the name of the other one?
You have the Amazon Echo.
That's
the
Alexa.
Echo Dot. And then you've also got the Google Home. You've got, what else? There's a lot of them on the market now.
Have you seen the, it's an old Saturday Night Live skit, and it's been on Facebook going around. I'll have to share it on our page. And it's the Amazon Gold, or Silver, Amazon Silver, and it makes fun of, it's all senior citizen stuff. It is hilarious.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my goodness, it's so funny.
I have a friend who was telling somebody about this show, and they live out of town. So they said, well, we can't pick it up. And he knew they had the Echo. So he said, Alexa, play 590 The Fan. And he said immediately our station came on crystal clear.
Just opened up right away.
There, right there alone is enough people, is enough reason for thousands of people to get either the Amazon Echo or whatever the other one is.
Absolutely.
There's two or three others.
Yeah, I got an email from a listener, Carl. I wanted to say hi to Carl. Sent me an email.
You don't have to say hi to me.
Oh, my goodness.
You can if you want to. Got anything good to eat in there?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. That was Carl from Slingblade. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, so Carl sent me the email, and it was about the Amazon Echo Dot, actually, and he said, how do I pull up 590 on the Echo Dot? And I emailed him back, and I, in quotes, I said, Alexa, play 590 The Fan, quote. He emails me back. Amazing. That's all I had to do.
So what it's doing, and folks, they're not that expensive. What are they, like maybe $100, right?
The Echo Dot is $49.99.
Oh, my goodness. And if you have Wi-Fi, it will It will do the work for you. It will seek out. It knows how to find
so
the
value
of the fan.
Correct. It has, we'll call them apps, but it has, everything's built in. You don't have to download, you just plug it in,
wow.
connect it, and all you have to say, like I said, Alexa, play this artist or this song. Alexa, what's today's weather? Alexa, play 590 The Fan. Alexa, reorder toilet paper. And if you're an Amazon Prime member, boom.
And you don't have to program anything. You just...
There's initial setup.
But aside from setup, you don't have to load it with any apps.
No.
It just finds it.
Correct, correct. And if, especially if you're an Amazon, say, Prime member, so Prime Music, Prime Videos, and ordering from Amazon, literally all you have to say, Amazon, reorder toilet paper or dish detergent.
All right, I have a question.
Sure.
Could this thing, this Alexa... Would she be capable if I said, Alexa, play the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan from last Thursday? You think she'd know how to grab that podcast? That would be interesting.
That's a great question. Let me look into
You might
that.
Have to phrase it differently. You might have to say, play 590 The Fan podcast of Large Morning Show in the afternoon from, and give the date.
Yeah, here's where what you might run into. The podcast is sort of... buried in the Inside STL website, and then it's also an Apple podcast. So I don't know if those two things would mesh, but I bet you there's a way you could set it up, though. The Alexa devices really do a lot of great things. And now with smart home products, you have thermostats, you have lights. Alexa, turn the heat up to 74. Boom. Right away. It's done. Yeah, it's really, really, really cool.
I mean,
really cool.
We're to the point where using a remote... is old school. You just say, turn on the news. Turn on the 6 o'clock news on Channel 4.
Even with my Apple TV, you can download the remote app for the iPhone and use Siri and say, open blank app on Apple TV, and Siri does it for you. So you don't. We've gotten to a point where we're so lazy, we don't even want to touch buttons on remote. But we're so advanced.
We've also gotten to a point where anybody over 40... or 50 almost needs to go to a class.
Right.
Take a class.
Because, it's always changing.
Well, how in the world are we supposed to know how to do all
this?
It's
always changing, always updating. Well, absolutely.
What else you got?
Well, speaking of Wi-Fi devices, Amazon is having a one-day networking sale. So if you added wireless devices to your home over the weekend for Christmas and you want to update your wireless network, hop on Amazon today. They have networking products from Linksys, Netgear, TP-Link. Those are all very reputable router and wireless brands. You can get them on sale today, actually including Linksys's Velop Mesh Wi-Fi. Have you ever heard of Mesh Wi-Fi?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, what Mesh Wi-Fi is if you're in a larger home, say over 3,000 square feet, instead of using a traditional router, that is just one piece of equipment that spits out the signal to your whole house. A mesh is usually three pieces of equipment that you can put in your living room, put one upstairs, put one downstairs, and they all work together.
So they're like repeaters.
They're almost like repeaters, but they're designed as one network. Instead of saying,
so
okay,
each one is an original source. It's not weaker than the main one.
Correct. What it does is it grabs the one from the main and just rebroadcasts it out to that area. So you have basically no dead zones. But if you live in a smaller home, 1,500, 2,000 square feet, it's really not worth it. But if you have a larger home, you might want to look into a mesh Wi-Fi system.
All right.
So... I'm ready to take calls, yeah.
All right, we got one line open, and that's it. If you want it, grab it. 314-821-0590.
Somebody just called and said, would you please stop saying Alexa? Everything's going off in the house, and
are you kidding
they
me?
Ordered toilet paper and everything. And,
are you kidding
me? But he said the Echo Dot, you can find it online now for
$29.95. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I don't know how anybody who has Wi-Fi wouldn't be all over that. If that's it, there's no monthly, right? No fee.
No, yeah.
And it can you just go, hey, turn on 590 The Fan, and boom.
No, this has given me, I've got a dark mind. We could have some fun.
Oh, no, I was thinking the same thing.
We could have some fun
Everybody dark who's mind. Listening at home, we could, over the air, tell Alexa to do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Alexa, set my neighbor's house on fire.
Alexa, blurt that, out real loud every filthy word that you know.
That was Tim Woodburn.
Yeah.
All right, let's take some calls here. Again, let's one line open, 314-821-0590. Dan has been holding a long, long time. Dan, say hi to Taylor Nickerson.
Hi, Taylor.
How are not you.
Hi, Dan.
Dan on the phone. Oh, my goodness, that bitch is so
bad.
I'm sorry?
I said wrong Dan.
Yeah, well, you got that right. What do you got?
Hi, Dan. How are you?
What do you got for Taylor?
Happy Hanukkah, and we're AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Two questions for you. Was in the store, and I saw a fire stick, and I heard my friend was telling me that's the thing to go do for television. Is it or is it not?
That's a good question, because I hear about this thing a lot, too.
Absolutely.
Sandy and I just got one for Christmas. Her son bought us a fire stick for Christmas. It's linked, and he linked it through Amazon, I think, right?
So that's the big determiner. Are you an Amazon Prime member?
My wife is.
Yes, then absolutely go for it. You can use, it comes with an Alexa voice remote, and if you have Amazon Prime Video, Amazon Music, plug it right into the TV. Alexa, play. Oh, I shouldn't even finish this because people's Alexas are going off.
The TVs are going to change.
Yeah,
exactly. But you can use Alexa to watch anything on the TV.
Okay,
if
but,
you have
but what about
Prime.
The premium things, HBO, Showtime, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you can use Hulu, Netflix, HBO Now, things like NBC, watch ESPN. Sling TV, if you know what Sling TV is, Showtime as well. So,
oh my goodness, you know what? I'm gonna get rid of my Dish. I can't though.
You have to have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, or cable because I'm spending a fortune, and you can get if you get the main stuff that you watch through this thing.
Right,
it's a no-brainer.
Right. So a couple things to remember with the Amazon Prime membership, you're good to go with Amazon Prime Video. Obviously, if you want to use Netflix, it's going to be an extra subscription cost. And then for things like HBO, NBC, you're going to need subscriptions to those as well. So the rub
is you really do start spending money again.
You do.
Because now I got to subscribe to this. Subscribe to this. So it's not like it seems where you just plug this thing in and you can get anything.
And what a lot of people do, they'll cut all their cable service and they'll get a streaming box and they'll open up, say, Fox or NBC. And they'll try to watch TV shows, and they won't be able to because they don't have a cable TV subscription anymore. So you've got to remember, if you're going to cut the cord and you're going to go only to streaming, you'll be able to use the Amazon Prime, the Netflix, the Hulu, and the HBO Now and Showtime. But when it comes to networks and their apps...
You're not going to get NBC, ABC, CBS.
ESPN, things like that. You're going to have a cable login or satellite login to use that.
So I wouldn't be able to watch the Rams on television. Jeez, that would break my heart.
Well, with that though, I tell you, you can just get and I know they're not really looking, they don't look like rabbit ears, but the antenna rabbit ears, and the NFL is on Fox and CBS.
Oh, you know what? That's a good point.
That's exactly what my wife and I do. We use streaming for all of our shows. For NFL, we'll use Fox and CBS antenna.
Television stuff like that.
Yes,
yeah, local news. You just get a cheap $50, it gets you a great antenna.
Correct.
And now you have the networks and you have the local news.
Absolutely.
And all that other stuff on the fire stick.
One other question.
Sure.
My wife bought me a Fitbit, and I was looking at it, and it says, to set up, you got to go online to set it up. That didn't make sense to me.
Well, what they want you to set up are your body measurements, things like your height, your age, your weight. They'll ask for your stride length to make sure that you're, because on the Fitbit, you'll get the count of number of steps, and then they'll also give you a distance, how far you've walked, but they have to know approximately how long your stride is to be able to calculate that.
It's technically hard to do.
Say that again?
It's not technically hard to do. Yeah,
no, gosh, no. No, it's not. You're not cracking the genome code or anything. It's just put in information about yourself. Answers that you'll know.
How do you know your stride length? Do you have to get a tape measure?
No, you can walk a predetermined length, say 10 feet
and
or
it'll
10
know.
Yards.
Okay, and it'll know.
Well, you do that yourself. You say, okay, I've walked 10 strides in 10 yards, so I know that each one of my strides is 3 feet.
Okay.
And then you put that into the Fitbit information. So at the end of the day, when it says, okay, you've walked 10,000 steps, you've walked 10,000 yards, which is 30,000 feet, which, do the math, is 5-6 miles or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. It's pretty easy to set up.
All right, Dan. Cool.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Belated Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We say Happy New Year to people.
Sure.
We do that. We don't have any more calls. That's it.
Not yet. Is anybody in the room getting new tech gifts they want to talk about?
I got the Fire Stick, and you just explained all that.
Cool. Yeah, I cool. still have the Wi-Fi issue. I'm still in this Fitbit thing. Most everybody I know who wears it is fat, and they're still fat. They've had the thing now for months, and all they do is go, hey, I walked 267
steps. Got to get my 10,000 steps in.
Yeah, they look at what they did, but they're still eating.
And their 10,000 steps are back and forth to the fridge.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anybody dramatically change. It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
It's something fun to play with for most people.
Yeah, they're good devices if you use them correctly. A lot of people, they just kind of use them for a fashion device. It's almost like all the people that walk around in yoga pants today.
Let me get Marcus in here. Marcus, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Good, Marcus. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How's everybody doing today?
Well, let me check. How's everybody doing?
Wow. We're good.
It sounds like we're good, Marcus.
All right. Good to hear. Yeah, a couple comments. First thing, only about 15 minutes ago, I decided, you know, I'm sitting at home today. I got the day off. The wife's still at work. I want to listen to 590 The Fan. You know, Frank will help me get my house cleaned, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I said to the Echo, Alexa, turn on 590 The Fan. And right as it turned it on, you guys were talking about it. And I thought that was the strangest thing. I think you're reading my mind.
So, so it's true. You say, Alexa, turn on 590 The Fan, and boom, there it is. I got to tell you something.
It's awesome.
Now I really want Wi-Fi.
It's cool.
It kills
really
me that
cool.
I can't get Wi-Fi.
It's
I'm going to keep. I'm on a mission now.
Yeah.
I've had I bought the Echo probably the day after Thanksgiving on Black Friday. They had a special going on. It was $80, and I got to tell you, it's the coolest thing ever. I mean, you can play music. I got two smart outlets too. One's hooked up to the Christmas tree, so I just tell her turn on the Christmas
light.
Oh, that's
cool. Oh my goodness! So when you say play music, does it play music? It has its own speaker. That's where the music.
And Marcus, you'll probably agree with me on this. The Amazon Echo speaker sounds really good.
Really.
It is amazing. I also have a Bluetooth speaker from Bose that is really good quality, and I honestly can't tell the difference between the two of them.
I have the Bose speaker too in two different sizes. Do you have the I think it's called the Bose thing. It starts with an S, I think.
The SoundLink?
SoundLink. SoundLink. I have the small one and the large one. What an incredible speaker.
Sure.
What a great product.
Yeah.
All right, Marcus, thank you for the call. Appreciate
it. I actually had one quick question about routers.
No, go ahead.
Now that Taylor mentioned it. Taylor, it's me and my wife in our condo, but between us we have maybe 8 devices. Do you think an AC 3200 router would probably be enough for us?
I would have to say so. That's a pretty good router. You talking about the tri-band router?
Yeah, either tri or dual band, and we got 100 megabit service, and we've noticed that after adding the Echo, things are starting to get a little laggy around here.
Okay, what I would do first is take a look at some of the settings. It might be a interference thing on some of the channels, but I personally think that would be a fine router, even for that number of devices, because even with 8 devices, they're not always, unless I could be wrong, are they always connected and always streaming at the same time?
Well, in one form or another, they're always on.
Okay.
Even if they're not being used. And I figured even if it's on and kind of sitting on standby, you know, it's kind of like leaving something plugged into the wall. It's still draining a little bit of energy.
Well, these two watch a lot of porn.
Same thing with Wi-Fi.
These two watch a lot of porn.
I'm not at liberty to discuss anything of that nature.
Okay.
He did say his wife wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Honestly, I've heard of routers with 25 devices connected to it. So... take a look at maybe some of the settings. It could be an interference thing. Maybe try a different Wi-Fi channel. You said you're in a condo, so there's people around you as well. Eight devices on a router like that should be no problem.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Mark. I'll tell you what, now we get all these calls. So if you want to stick around.
Absolutely.
Take another call or two. We'll get some business out of the way. Is that okay, Limey? Good feed. I
Got a couple of great emails over the past week. That's not something you get somebody for Christmas gifts. You can't get them good feet inserts. I don't even like the idea of buying shoes for somebody else or clothing for somebody else, because unless you really know it's going to fit. And this is really a very personalized product, so you go in yourself. Now, what you could do, they've never mentioned to me, is I guess you can get a good feet gift certificate. It doesn't have to be Christmas to do that. If you know, but see, then you'd have to know that the person needed the inserts. So here's what I would suggest. You're the one who knows you're in pain. It doesn't have to be foot pain. You're the one that knows your leg is hurting or your hip. And you've probably heard of good feet. You don't know a lot about it, but you've heard about it. You're skeptical. And I get that too. Well, who wouldn't be skeptical? I got headaches and you're going to stick something in my shoe and it's going to help my headaches. Possibly. In fact, very possibly. There are thousands of people, and I'm willing to bet that most of them, when they walked in, went in with sort of a, okay, let's just see if this will work. And they had pretty much made up their minds it probably wouldn't, and then they were stunned when they got up and walked around the store and realized that pain was gone, that discomfort was gone. Yes, of course, if you have foot pain, an arch support, an insert could change that. But don't forget, it doesn't have to just be pain in your feet. And never, ever would I say this is the cure for any kind of pain everywhere. That's ridiculous. You may have something that requires heavy-duty surgery. But you also may find the relief you're looking for as close as the closest good feet store. Why in the world wouldn't you check it out? If you're in pain, pain that could be related to uneven distribution of weight on your feet, manifesting itself in your legs, your hips, your back, headaches, get into the Good Feet store. You do not need an appointment. They're nice people. It won't take long. You're going to know before you walk out of there whether this is going to help or not. There's one on Olive Boulevard, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. There's also a Good Feet store in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg. It's GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier in this.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Always Game Gary. Yay! No bar is too far. No wing sauce is too hot. Not for Gary. Gary is the man. He's nothing like Keith. Keith never wants to do anything. Why are we even talking about Keith? Always Game Gary is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home should be one of the most exciting times of your life.
Don't let that experience go sideways by working with the wrong mortgage lender. Choosing the right lender is just as important as choosing the right house. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we will get you pre-approved the day you call in and walk you through the entire process to ensure a perfect closing. If you're even considering buying a home, get pre-approved today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots, never leave.
I misspoke, said we could take more calls. We can't. We're out of time. I made a mistake. If you hit Mr. Nickerson's theme music, please. You'll be hearing that again. Maybe we'll have you come in next Tuesday and split the hour with Dan Buffa if you want to.
That'd be just fine with me.
I want to make sure you folks know who makes Taylor Nickerson's presence possible here. Now, see, that music is all but gone. You could have just kept it there up a little bit. We're going to have to. He's still gun-shy on the... on the music.
Crank it.
Still a little gun shy. Taylor Nickerson is brought to you by Window World, and he will be every time he's with us, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Please go to their website and find out more. Let them come out and give you a free in-home estimate. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Give it up for Taylor Nickerson. Thank you,
guys. Yay. Happy New Year.
Limey, we're gonna work on your... you're still a little bit... what's the word?
Careful now. You don't want to lose any more fans.
No, I lost one guy because I was mean to you. That's okay. He just doesn't get it, so it's okay.
Gun-shy was a good word.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a little more confident in the music that runs underneath. I'm going to do a bit of business. As soon as I finish it, there's someone in the studio named Bill Cleveland. You probably heard of him. He's going to send us somewhere, tell us somewhere he's been. I'm going to send you to a complimentary meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, I hope. Now, you know what happens at the end of the year? People start evaluating things and reevaluating, and then they do this look back. Oh, my God, I can't believe how much money we spent this year. This was the year I was going to do this, and I was going to open this account, and I was going to put this much money, blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, it's February. You go, it's too late. I blew it. First of next year. No, it's never too late. I take that back. If you're 97 and you go, I'm gonna start saving and set up a retirement fund. Now, if you're 97, probably too late. It's probably too late. 90 is probably too late. But it's never too early. Any financial advisor will tell, there's no such thing as planning for your financial future too early. If you can do it in your 20s, and can do it's not even the right phrase. Most people can. They just won't. They don't. You pretend you make 90% of what you really make. Just the other 10 doesn't exist. That gets put away for you right off the top. That's the way some people do it. If you have $25,000 or more, you've already done something right. Now, what are you doing with the $25,000 or more? I would love it if you'd sit down with Mark and Jason. I don't know why we say sit down. I hear other people do it and it bugs me, and then I just did it. Sit down. Of course you'll sit down. You're going to have a stand-up meeting unless you want to. It's complimentary. It won't cost you anything. They'll take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000. They may have a better idea. They may say what you're doing is fantastic. You're right on track. Can't hurt. Even if you have an advisor, second opinion can never hurt. You know where to go for more information. Oh, you do need to know they're with Stifel, and the Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSC. And the website is markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa,
that means
Panama,
it's time to go somewhere with Bill Cleveland. You know how Taylor was brought to you by Window World? So is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World. And by now you know more people replace windows with Window World windows than any other brand in this country. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here is Bill Cleveland. Now, it's going great. Is your hair always that short?
No, I'm making it shorter and shorter because
it's almost shaved.
Yes,
your head is almost
shaved.
It
is a number one on the clippers.
I know the clipper well. Mm-hmm. I use a number two.
Yeah, it's at a certain point you just give up and say it's just easier to get rid of all of it.
Do you cut your own hair?
Oh, I do now.
I've cut my hair for 40 years. I've cut my own
hair. Yeah, I mean, I just... Why not?
There's nothing to... buzz it down and that's it.
I will be completely honest with you. I actually watched a couple of YouTube videos because I was... At first, I thought, well, crap, I don't know. I don't want to... And then I just Oh crap! I'm sorry.
Oh boy,
got to get that in for the end of the year.
Why would you have to watch YouTube? Know how to use clippers?
No, just a cup. No, like the back, like for the back.
Get a mirror. Get a mirror. Look in the other mirror.
It was easy, but you know, I just wanted to make sure. And so,
dumbass.
But think of that.
He's found that effect now. He loves it. Limey loves that sound effect. Now. I personally think it's hurtful, and I don't think it should have been directed.
Tim's speaking about
the space.
Okay, sure.
Well, Clevelin just gave Limey the new Bill Clevelin stink eye, and I don't know that you've been privy to this, Frank, because last week when the much larger Dan Buffa was in here,
right.
He was sitting in the seat that Bill likes to sit in, and Bill came storming in through the door.
Gave a stink eye.
I've never seen the Clevelin stink eye. It's not something you want to experience.
On Thursday of last week, and Scott Sherman was filling in, we did Twas the Night Before Christmas, Scott asked if I would read that poem.
Oh, man.
I was flattered. He said, you have a nice voice. Maybe you can deliver this. So I was ready to go.
He said, you have a nice voice?
That's what he said. I don't know. He was hard up from a material. And so I was trying to be, you know, it's Christmas, right? So I'm trying to read the poem and be very nice about it. And Trevor is hitting every sound effect in the book while I am trying to be very nice.
That sounds good. I wish I heard that.
And he was Facebook Live in it, too, on his page. And I mean...
So you see the facial expression.
There go any hopes for networks, syndication, satellite radio, anything like that. Out the window.
This is their first mano-a-mano sighting since this all went down last Thursday. And to add a cherry on top, Trevor was also messing with his camera, so like he was like trying to push it off of his face so that he would like get half of it on there.
I'm glad I was not here for that. OCD. I like my,
We know.
We thought his head was just going to explode right in the studio. We just thought it was just...
Yeah.
Where are you taking this today?
Well, I thought since we have a lot of people listening who probably have folks who are in from out of town or folks who have the week off who are not, as hardworking as folks in this room taking some time off, I thought that I would talk about some things that are going on right here in St. Louis. And one of the things that I love about this town, not only that we have so many free museums, but we have some really amazing high quality museums, and one is the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. Yes, everyone.
Sorry, history museum.
Boring.
Here's what I
the museum. You're getting it, Limey. You're getting it. You're finding them. He's finding them.
Here's my retort to that. You are correct probably 90% of the time when you talk about a history museum in a state or a city, and you are right, most of the stuff is crap. It's stale exhibits that have been there forever, but the Missouri History Museum has some incredible... They just did a really cool one on Route 66 where they took the drive all the way through the state of Missouri, and they did an amazing video. It was an Emmy Award-winning video they did. I mean, it's fantastic. So they have a new exhibit that's now open, and it's called...
Tim made a face. I would like that. I'm a road car trip guy.
I'm just telling you, the quality of the exhibits that they have there are really, really well done. So they have one now, and it's called Panoramas of the City. So people over time have taken panoramic photos of things going on in St. Louis, big moments, like, for example, you know, Charles Lindbergh flying and, you know, his sort of welcome home thing. So they have panoramic images that they have blown up. Some of them as high as, I think it was 10 feet high and 40 feet wide. They've taken the, so you are actually standing in the middle of these big moments that have happened in St. Louis history. So you can actually,
almost like a virtual reality, but you don't have to wear anything.
Well, yes, but they also have interactive exhibits as well. So they'll show you a panoramic, photo on these little screens, and you can, you know, like you do on your iPhone, you zoom in and zoom in and zoom in. You can see this amazing quality. Maybe even see somebody that you knew, or you know, see what people were wearing at the time of these things. There are 60, I think there are 65 different panoramic photos from all types of things.
Well, like the arch being built.
Absolutely. Stuff like that. The big one, I think, though, was the Charles Lindbergh one, 1927, when he came home, and you can see 100,000 people on Art Hill. So it's pretty cool. And so, again, I will just say that, yes, you are probably right that most history museums are pretty boring, but this Missouri History Museum, it is really, really cool, and they do a lot of really neat exhibits. So you want to learn more about that, you can go to billontheroad.com or just Google Missouri History Museum.
Okay.
All right. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. Good housekeeping seal of approval. Only one other window has that. How about that? You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. I'm caught up. How much do you have in the way of business?
I got about a minute I need to get rid of.
Well, then we have a little time we can kill.
Yeah.
Do we not?
We do.
You know what I did for Christmas? Can I tell you quickly?
Sure.
So I'm, it's just really me and my dad who are around. And so, his girlfriend.
Now, I don't mean to ask you something on the air, but your mom, is she?
We have no relationship.
So, but she's alive.
Yeah, she's alive that I know of. And so my dad and I, so we go to his girlfriend's house or his girlfriend's daughter's house in this case. And so they're very fun. They play a lot of games. They're all in there, I would say, mid to late 20s. So there's always something fun going on. We did something that they found on Facebook, and the game was called Poop the Potato.
I've seen this. It's hilarious.
It sounded horrible, but it actually ended up being a lot of fun. And you take a russet potato, and everybody has one. And so there were probably 18 of us. So we divided it up between men and women, and they made a pathway through this house, and you had to have the potato between your legs and walk. You know how, like, in a kid, you used to have the balloon between your legs? Yeah, it's the same sort of deal, except it's a potato.
Are you nude when you do it?
Now
you got a game.
Yeah,
now
that
you
would
got
be a game.
And now you got
you, so there was a pathway. They made a route all through the house, and so the men had their line, and the ladies had their line, and you raced. It was a relay race. And then once you go around and you come back into the living room where the Christmas tree was, they had these two buckets from Lowe's, and you have to turn around and you drop.
It looks like you're pooping.
Yes, you drop the potato right into the bucket, and happy to say the men won that race. But it was
poop the potato.
Yeah. An old-fashioned family
so
Christmas.
It's really nothing more than what, like the old sack race, you know, picnic games.
Like a little relay race.
Carrying an egg on a spoon, and it's the same kind of thing.
But to see, you know, 18 adults all running through the house, and it was fun.
So do you guys know the five-second game, I think it's called, where you get 5 seconds to give three answers? We did this thing. Nice. I don't like games. I don't like card games. I don't want to play charades with anybody. I did like Pictionary. Remember that?
Because
most people can't draw. This game is so simple. There's questions. And let's say Tim, it's your turn. There's a timer. It's an hour, but 5 seconds. You have 5 seconds to name three Beatles songs. Go.
Help, Paperback Writer, and Drop a Car.
Probably just made it in. But that's the five-second game. And it's interesting because you think, well, shoot, but you get stuck. You know, it's like somebody says, name three makes of cars. Chevrolet. but it's really, and it's got levels. Basic sort of children can play. Then there's the adult level, and then there's an X-rated version. Ooh. Like name three sexual positions, that kind of thing. Only it gets heavier.
Hot Carl.
See, you know what? Taylor, look at Taylor. He's got a look of confusion. You don't know what the hot Carl is, do you?
Unfortunately, yes.
You do? Well, that's sick. Now you're off the show. That's sick. Anybody who knows what a hot Carl is, Bill, you don't know, do you?
I don't know.
I know that I was told what it was, and it's really disgusting, but I don't remember. I just know it's disgusting.
I shouldn't Google it right now?
Oh, you can Google it. Hot Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Carl. Folks, look. In the same way that we told you to stay away from lemonparty.org, do not Google what is a hot Carl.
No.
Don't do it.
I wonder if Alexa knows that.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Alexa's a little naive for the hot Carl.
I bet Alexa does know what a hot Carl is.
You could get Bill just Googled it. Hot Carl. Listen to me. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. When you don't follow instructions and you are confronted visually with the definition of a hot Carl, it's on you, not us. We told you not to do it.
Don't do it.
Thankfully, I didn't click the
Now, as soon as we get into the news, I'm going to have to Google it because I forgot what a hot Carl is. I just know it's really disgusting. My goodness, this show is horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, it's news time. You know what you're listening to. News is coming up with Tim Woodburn, then the Playhouse, and then one of our three all-time great cold, cold weather jokes coming up on this, which is the large morning show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard...